Our locker room chats continue here on this Thursday night as we now transition into Perry LeCompton as the Cause get ready for a couple more games prior to the holiday break. In our conversation with the Perry LeCompton coaches, it's brought to you by First State Bank, and we start here on the girls' side with head coach Joey Franzetta. And coach, it's been a week, obviously, since we last spoke, and you guys have played three games since we last spoke. Obviously, going back to last week, you had just gotten going in the Paola tournament. Well, then we spoke last week, then you played back-to-back nights, losses to Fort Scott, but a victory against Wellsville, and then most recently Tuesday night, you got back into the Big 7 with a loss to Jefferson West. So take us back 7 days, you've played three games. How would you kind of assess the team right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of funny because we obviously didn't play that first Friday, and then we talked last week, and we're coming off a game, and now we blinked, and now we have four games under our belt, so that's kind of... kind of unique because obviously we haven't had that situation. Looking back on the Paola tournament, okay, we talked about the Paola game last week. Very, very good win to start the year. Fort Scott came out and just blitzed us. I mean, they're a really good team. I mean, they're good at all three levels. They have a really good post. They have a good guard and probably in my opinion, their best player. She just does a little bit of everything for them. So they're a good team. I don't foresee them losing very many games this year. Wellsville's a hard team to play just because they have two guards that are kind of just allowed to kind of do whatever they want to. So that gave us some issues, but ultimately we were able to pull it off. It's kind of nice. We were able to kind of play around with some different combinations of players and kind of see who could play different, who plays well together, maybe try to do some sort of different style. So that was nice to be able to do with that. And then last night against Jeff West, Jeff West was significantly more tough than us. And that's kind of the story of the game. I mean, they would look at us, it seemed like, and we would shy away from any sort of contact or, any sort of physicality. So, we got to be better on that kind of stuff, and I think we'll get it taken care of in practice the next couple of days and, get ready for Nemaha coming up on Friday.
Yeah, a couple more games before we get to the holiday break and coming off the loss on Tuesday at Jefferson West. And you mentioned Nemaha, one of the best in Class 3A. They're still undefeated. You got to go to Nemaha on Friday night, and then you'll turn around next week on Tuesday and go on the road. You'll be back at home, but taking on Royal Valley. So again, Nemaha Central, Royal Valley, the last two teams here before the break. What do you want to see out of your team here in these next couple of games, and what kind of ball games do you expect from both of these teams?
Just from like our standpoint, I just kind of want to see what group are we going to have step up. The biggest issue I've seen in my opinion is we've had different kids step up at different times, and it makes it hard to coach whenever we have that inconsistency there of, well, this kid's going to do this, and then, 5 minutes later, they're a no-show. So we got to be a lot more consistent. That's from top down. We got to be consistent. For the most part, we've been playing about eight players, so that eight has to be a lot more consistent. As for opponents, okay, Nemaha. I've been watching them since my days of recruiting down in Ottawa, and man, they're the same team. They're well coached, disciplined, tough, long, athletic. I mean, about any any adjective you can make for a high school girls basketball team, they are. The unique thing about them is it like clockwork. They're always going to go on about some 8-0, 10-0 run at two times during the game. That's really going to push their lead. So, we really got to limit our turnovers. Okay, I have to make sure we're putting our girls in good situations, making sure they're not, going to go out and, pick up easy turnovers or anything like that. So we got to take there. And then with Royal Valley, arguably two of the better players in the league coming back, and Brian and Latson. So got to contain them and kind of figure out how to guard them. You guard them, you guys have a pretty good chance to win. If you don't guard them, you're going to be in for a super long night, which we found out last year. So, two very different games, to be completely honest. So it's going to be good to kind of see how we play about basically every style. I can't really think of anything else we'd see the rest of the year, but it's going to be good. It's going to be a real good test to see where we're at. And then, we'll recap kind of over Christmas break, see what we need to do, see if we need to make any adjustments, and right back at it after Christmas. And, it doesn't start any easier after Christmas. So We'll see how it goes, but expecting two good games, and you know, hopefully our kids are ready to go out there and compete and play.
Good stuff as always. Perry Lecompton girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta joining us, brought to you by First State Bank. Cost 2-2 after four games to start. They'll get Nemaha Central tomorrow night and then host Royal Valley next week prior to the holiday break. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll have a couple weeks off here after today, and once we talk again, enjoy the holiday break. Good luck here these next couple of games. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, sounds good, man. Have a good Christmas, and thanks for all you do.